This is the PM 40 Daily Show, brought to you by Paparitalo Publications and Pulp and Paper Radio International. And now, stand by for today's PM 40 update.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Roush, Vice President and Publisher and Editor at Paparitalo Publications, and this is the PM 40 update for the 12th of January, 2023. The PM 40 closed up again for the second consecutive trading day at 53.78, up 84 points from the previous close. We'll highlight the winners and the losers right after these messages.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures, no physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
And we're back. The top gainer for the day was Sappi Limited, closing at $3.05, up 14.9%. Rayonier Advanced Materials also gained, closing up 7.8% at $6.45. Other winners were Louisiana Pacific, Suzano, and Mondi. The day's biggest decliner was Quad Graphics, which closed at $4.39, down 1.6%. Other decliners for the day were Innis Incorporated, West Fraser, and RELX Group. You've been listening to the PM 40 Daily Show. This PM 40 update has been provided only as a courtesy to our listeners. Nothing said here is to be construed as financial advice. Always consult with a financial professional before taking action on market data from any source. Copyright 2023, Paparitalo Publications, all rights reserved.